Blog Talk Radio.
Go to the hospital, tell them that you got to throw up. They'll even give you a little plan to put the baby in. Stop putting the baby in the toilet.
That's what people gotta do to it. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get up in the bathroom. We all saying bath all down and stuff, and we gotta wait for the baby to get out the toilet from taking the bath. Come on, now, y'all can do better than that. Come on.
Where they do that at? Only in the bathroom. All right, so Teddy, give me another do.
My kids are big and tall. Have rules set for your kids once they get older. I mean, you can't be their friends. Just have some rules, guidelines, or whatever the case may be. And that's all I can think of right now. This is throwing me off, and I'm a parent. OMG.
Well, since you're talking about the rules, since you are talking about the rules, Teddy, look.
Yes.
Look. Recess is not her set or his set. Now, if you want to think about taking your kids outside, letting them play around in there is cool. But letting them eat dog doo-doo, that is not cute.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
cool.
That is not cute. There's a lot of people that do not watch their kids at the playground, and they come home, and their breath smell like shit. You want to know why their breath smell like shit? Because their ass is not watching them at the playground. It's not cute. Come on. Work with me. Come on. It's not cute. It's not cute.
Not. I see it all the time. Not cute.
It's not cute. So, yes.
I got one for you. You're not your child's friend. You're not your child's friend. You cannot be your child's best friend.
Mm.
They ain't gotta look. They ain't gotta like you. Half the time they ain't gotta love you. But damn it, they gonna respect you.
Now, next, Teddy P, it is always good to have a relationship with your children. It's okay.
It's okay.
Hey, mom, and hey, dad, hey, girl, or laugh and joke and play. Okay. But your child, 7, 8 to 18, should not be up in the club with you dropping it like it's hot.
Right.
You both should not have YouTube videos. Well, both of y'all, the mama got her big ass butt cheeks out and titties hanging outside her goddamn dress, and the child got her little nipples hanging outside her dress. That is not cute. No, ma'am. No, girl. I'm going to need your parents. They get it right. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Hate it. Yes. Let's give me another do.
Oh, shit. You got to come up with a do. I done came up with, I think, two. What's your do?
My deal is beat the hell out of them little rascals. Right? I don't know about you, Lando, but see, now, here lately, what I've been hearing is, I'm not going to beat my baby because I don't believe in spanking her. I don't even believe in tapping her. She just act like that because she goes to a black school.
OMG.
Excuse me? That should make you want to whoop her ass even more.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to tell you that back in the day, 1922, when I was coming up in my childhood, and let me come out the mouth and call my mama a bad bitch. Before I got to wear a book, out my mouth, I was getting smacked across the floor, I was down the steps, and I was out the door, all at the same damn time. At the same damn time.
I would have no teeth, bro. I would have no face.
Man, I would have no nothing.
Nothing.
I would have no nothing if I called my mama out her name. Well, I tell them disrespectful to my mama. My mama would be living slam out of me. You know what I'm saying? So give me some more dudes. Give me some more dudes.
Be involved in your kids while they're in school. I mean, just don't send them to school and that's it. You know, get up in the morning, get ready to go to school, that's it. Be involved. Go to parent-teacher conferences. Be on them about their grades. Don't let them come home and say, no, I ain't got no homework. Okay, you're right. You got homework. You know that excuse they use, oh, I did my homework in school? Right. Okay, you did your homework in school. Let me see it. And they don't have it. You got to be on your kids with their schoolwork, be involved.
sending your children to school? Y'all thought I was going to say something crazy then.
I was waiting for it.
Man, let me tell you something, man. Look, I don't have a problem with these children and going to school. Okay. I got what I want to say now. All right. What's up with your parents looking like you going, like you doing shop for the Prada, and you done went all up in the DTL or Hats or JC Penney's or Ross or whatever, you done got that good old Cougie outfit from that Rockwell. Even if you were the city friends and you got them kids looking like they came from the goddamn set off a goddamn raggedy hand. I'm just saying. If you look good, I'm going to need your kids to look good. Matter of fact, they need to look better than you. It is a damn shame. You can have all, you know, spend all this $99 on some Remy hair. Your damn children look like they ain't had their damn head comb in about 6 years. That is not cute. And then you want to have the nerve to try to put that nappy shit up in the ponytail and put the little bow at the end. Come on now. Y'all can do better than that. These kids deserve more than that. I'm going to need y'all to stop acting like that, ladies. I'm going to need y'all to stop acting like that. It's a damn shame. You know. So, what I want to do, ladies, I'm going to play y'all a song, but I'm going to see if y'all can get some points off for this song. And I want y'all to tell me a little bit on, give me some doozy, some dope. So, right at this moment, here we go.
What up? This your boy, Emmanuel and Philip Hudson. Follow me on Twitter at _coach and my little brother at
Feeling Myself.
All right. Now, and today, this video is finna talk. I'm finna tell y'all about how ratchet girls.
So, we're just gonna play the music.
Oh my god, who let her come out the house with like that?
I'm gonna
hold up on the salon and get her
doing them up. She's doing them up.
OMG, what do she have?
She ratchet.
Her lace front is all wrong.
She rich.
Give me the ball. I'm gonna take this and I want a picture.
She ratchet.
Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
Cause she ratchet.
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
See, you ratchet.
What about and I'll put them shoes on?
Because you ratchet.
Ooh, I just wanna punch her in her face. Oh. I can't stand her. Ooh, she's too bad. Girl, let me tell you what I got, my Mr.
Girl, what?
A baby boy, and it came with a sister. Yes, I'm pregnant, but I still hit the club. I know you get a lot of flow. Don't you
whistle?
I had to get cute today. I'm a bottle of jeans for a boot. I had to keep it looking good, cause my baby did a jet label. You know, your shoes got a new baby. Need new shoes today. Time for a ticket today. Got the tracks yesterday. Girl, did you get the food today?
You know it.
Gonna be beat up. Mood trail.
And I'm out
with the 15. I got my food stamps. Got a brand new piercing. Brand new tat.
Right.
$5 for the weed plus tax. Bang up while I sank my thumb. No red hair, this tank alone. Thinking that you better than I am. What did you think?
You stupid.
Whatever. She a lie. My number. Whatever. What is wrong with you, girl? Oh, okay. Be quiet.
Hey, girl.
You look good.
You look
good. Turn around. Let me get your suit in.
Ratchet.
Her legs front is all wrong.
Cause she rich.
Let me take this up.
Cause she ratchet.
Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
You know you ratchet.
Because I ain't got time for this. I'm too wrong.
And you ratchet.
What about now with those shoes on?
You ratchet.
Ooh, what you wanna punch her in her face?
Watch.
I can't stand her. Ooh, she too fat. My name is Emmanuel, but my girlfriends call me Carl. We
were
brothers pre-before 11, pre-game deal we party. Yes, I am the baddie, but you can't have this boo-boo, sorry. Cause 2 Chainz is my future baby daddy.
Oh, he
got my jersey dressed on. Jordan Hills match my press on. Pow, team dark skin. You don't like them red bones. Just lift in my picture. New ads, you got glitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm with Team Flip Phone. Team Chris Brown.
Okay.
If she don't shut it up, then it's Team
I mean,
Shut It Down. I'm with Team Bad Kid. Team with your man. man. If he got a lot of money, then it seems he ain't paying. I mean, he might as well spend it on me.
Come over here being rich.
Like nothing.
I'm on my job. Why you want to be rich?
Girl. Oh, my God.
It's wrong with her. She's so
funny. OMG, what do she have on?
She ratchet.
Her lace front is all wrong.
She ratchet.
Give me the phone. I gotta take this type of picture.
Because she ratchet.
Got it. I'm gonna put this thing on Twitter.
You know you ratchet.
I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
See, you ratchet.
What? Bye? Not with them shoes on.
She ratchet.
Ooh, I just wanna brush her in her face.
Ooh,
I can't stand her. Ooh, she's so bad.
She ratchet.
I think she look good with the leopard skin.
What
print.
You gonna
with
do?
You get leopard skin.
Yeah, you ratchet. I said,
like
that's what you gonna
okay,
do.
Okay, I got it. Your hair
what
is a jungle.
You
and
do?
You wanna get leopard spots tatted on you. Oh, my God. Boy, bye.
So what do you all think about that song right there? That song right there, y'all should have some ideas and all that right there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now because I want to know, before we go on to the next half of our show, what are some do's and don'ts that parents should do with their kids? Like, we want to know. So I need to call 919-806. Please make it brief. We got a lot of callers tonight. Go.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, there.
How are y'all doing today?
Well, how are you?
But, you said the topic was do's and don'ts, like with your kids and whatnot.
What?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
I
can hear you. I'm sorry, I'm sitting here crying, I'm trying to get myself together, but I'm going to try to do this topic.
Oh,
you
feel better.
Yeah.
Nah, I fucked up. I'm not gonna feel no. Okay, but don't ever put nobody before your kid. It ain't worth it. Don't ever. Okay. I'm going off of what was done to me. So, yeah. If your child tells you that she has been abused or whatnot, don't jump down her throat or his throat. Don't tell them they're a liar because no child is going to lie about this. Something is going on. You should talk to your child. If your child just so happens to have a mental or emotional problem, don't ever force anything on your kids. Do love your kids unconditionally. I don't know. There's so much do's and don'ts. Just be there for your kids. Take care of them. Give your child all your love and attention. Don't ever put nobody before them. Don't abuse your kids. It's okay to give your child a whooping every now and then. It's okay. Like, that's cool. But don't be freaking beating the hell out of your child just because they stomped a little bit too hard. No, don't be beating the hell out of your kids for no reason, less than nothing. That's all I'm gonna say. Cause I'm about to cry again. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, whatever you're going through, first of all, it's just safe to pray and we're gonna hope it gets better. You know what I'm saying? At the end of this topic, come back, because I definitely want to know what's wrong with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay, all right?
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
I hope so.
Whatever it is, you wasn't put on this earth to fail. You hear me? Whatever it is, it's going to get better.
Mhm. Like, you know what? Just because you're crying does not make you a weak person. That makes you a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
So you cry out. You cry out so you can't cry no more. You hear me?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Area code 302-256. Tonight's topic is, we're talking about as do's and don'ts. Talk to us. Big brief.
Hey, brother.
Hello.
It's Mimi. I had to call you from a different number because my phone's kind of charging right now.
Girl, I was looking like, uh-oh, we got another one. We got another one.
Hey, baby.
Hey, dear.
So, before I go into that topic, I wanted to shout out your first caller and let her know it's going to be okay. And definitely crying is definitely showing that you're strong, sweetheart. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning crying and had to turn around and be back up by, 6? And I even called Teddy at 3-something this morning. You know, we all go through things, and crying, that's the only way to really get everything out. And I cried for a while because, you know, my wife's birthday is next week. I have to pray on that, but we ain't going to talk about that because that's going to make me emotional. So, anyway, the topic. Don't firecracker me, okay? Because I got some things to say.
Oh,
all right, brother?
You got 2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes?
Yeah, that's enough time to get everything you got to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all ratchet for that. But
you know,
anyway,
you know we coming back. You know we gonna come back too. You just yeah, get everybody.
Number one, I'm gonna start with the don't. Please do not try to feed your child a whole bunch of Tylenol or Benadryl because you want to go out and club. That is a don't. Don't do that. And please do not duct tape your child and put them in the closet because you want to have sex with your boyfriend and you don't want to hear the baby cry.
Oh.
That is a don't. Please. And please, while I'm on that subject, do not fuck with your baby in the same bed as you and your man or you and your woman. That's trifling, and, bitch, you are ratchet for that. I'm sorry?
I said amen.
I'm telling you, you got to school some of these parents. I'm a young parent. I say do, if your kid is not brought here through tragedy, do plan to have a baby. You know what I mean? Kids are not play toys. That brings me to my don't. Don't fuck somebody just because you want to have a baby and you don't feel loved at home, and then when the baby comes, you want to dress the baby up just because you think the baby is a baby doll. Bitch, the baby has feelings, and you have to be mature enough to raise a kid today. Kids are not cheap. They need clothes, food, and other expenses. It doesn't even matter. Your job is never done when you're a parent. So when you are not ready to conceive a child, please do not. Make sure your nigga, and I'm talking to the street bitches, make sure your nigga is strapping up. Because kids are not actually brought into this world. As a parent, you fuck, you don't wrap up, you get pregnant. If you can't afford to have that kid, wrap your shit up. Period. I do. Please do not be one of those parents that does not go up to the school when your child has a letter come home and the teacher wants to have a conference and you think that sitting on Twitter or Facebook all day is more important than talking to your child's teacher. Bitch, you're ratchet for that if you do it. I don't know if y'all want me to continue on because I can go on for days. And shout out to the niggas that sing that song. I love them. They're from Philly. They rock.
Well, you got 1 minute, you know. You got 1 minute.
You got 1 moment.
Yeah, this is a don't. This is a very important don't. Do not leave your kid in the car so you can run in and get your nails done and it's 100 degrees outside and you leave the kid in the car with the windows up. That's ratchet. That's no. Bitch, you're dumb. Please do not do it. Please do not take your kid into a drug-infested area just because you want to cop some exotic weed and get high while your baby is in the car. You need to stop.
You're watching.
You're working.
I don't know if y'all want me to go on because I'm telling you, I'm just telling you what I see every day around my way. And I mean, I can go on for hours especially especially when you said that women spend $99 on Remy hair. These bitches in my state will spend, and I'm not going to say all, I'm talking to the ones, if the fucking shoe fits, bitch, then you're guilty and you're ratchet. When you, and I'm talking to the ones that don't work. If you don't work and you are getting your welfare check and your SSI check, bitch, do not spend all the money on you. Please make sure you pay your bills and take care of your kids first. Do not come outside with brand new shoes on, brand new shorts and a shirt on, and your weave all done, and your baby is sitting in the stroller with his nose dripping, and he got on a dirty-ass T-shirt and some ripped-up jeans and some shoes that's talking. Bitch, you're ratchet. Stop it.
It's him. Ugh. I know that's right. Well, leave me your minute. It's up, but don't go nowhere because I got a problem just for you. And I already know you're about to have fun with it, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Hey, code 804236. What's up, Merry Christmas? Look,
Monica.
We want to know some do's and some don'ts, right? Our parenting. But before we go there, now we were just speaking about spending money, right? So this is my don't. For the prizes out there before we go on to 236. Don't be spending your money to go to the club and you got 45 kids up in the house hungry as hell eating oodles and noodles. That is not cute.
Oh, that's ratchet.
That is not cute. I mean, these women, let me tell you something. These women will get their little check or whatever. No hate to the check because if you get a check, you got to do what you got to do. But look, if you get these checks are not meant for your clothing. It's meant for you to get these kids straight and prepare for 18-year-old, which means that $250 check that you ladies get for these kids should not go into that Remy, those boots, them new shades, that lip gloss is not popping.
No, honey.
And I got them dollar menu at McDonald's. That is an action. I'm going to need you all ladies to step up to that branch. But Miss 804236, let's go. Give me some dudes about the current.
You are so hype for tonight.
Yeah, girl. You know I am.
Do mentally prepare yourself for children when you have them. Don't have a whole nursery full of kids. It is 2012. It is not meant to have that many children. It is not the 1950s anymore. Your ass can't take care of them, and the government can't either. If you get $1,000 in food stamps, your children shouldn't be hungry by the 4th of the month.
I know that's right.
Say so. Did you see the thing on Facebook with the little baby on the phone said, Mama, this bitch just sold all the food stamps, and we ain't got nothing to eat. That shit is so true. Stop spelling like food stamps. Feed the children. The children got to eat. They're giving it to you. Go ahead and feed the kids, please. If you having a baby, to keep the person, that shit don't work. Please don't do it. It's not gonna work. If your shit rocky before the baby, it's gonna be rocky after the baby. Do, Teddy, this is a disagreement with you. Do be your child's best friend, but be a parent too. Because being your child's friend is letting them know that you're that friend, that they can come to you and think that's like the best thing in the world. Especially if you got daughters, so they won't be dependent on nobody else out there in the street. So I disagree with you, Teddy, and not being the best friend thing. Now,
oh, no.
I'm talking about going to the club and...
That's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about, you know, the other stuff.
You know, in their living room, y'all having Turk contests and shit. No.
Nah.
That's something different. But talk to your kids. Get more involved in that school. Don't let the streets grab them. Stop thinking your kids lying about everything. A whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of more don'ts than do's. Cause, oof. and with especially with this that making sure you look like $1 million and your child look like they ain't got no parents at all. That is not right. Oh. You don't have fly. I've seen people walk out the house and they look good, jewelry on, accessories on, heels on, hair look good, every 2 weeks, nails done, toes done, kids' shoes too small, some of them ain't got shoes on, some of them, you know, that's just not right. Don't do your kids like that. It's sad. And stop getting these kids to go down to Social Security and lie and say something wrong with them. So your lazy ass can get a Social Security check and don't have to work. That shit just ain't right. Got the kids on pills and shit because you want them to act like they something wrong with them. And then they growing up and they thinking something wrong with them for real and ain't shit wrong with them. Please stop doing that. That's a don't. A big don't. And that's all I'm good with for right now.
Well, sweetheart, you made some valid points. I thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. And we'll be right back to you.
Bye, Butter Booty.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. I
thought
you forgot about that.
Butter Booty, honey.
Well, work my name, God dang it. Hey.
Let's go to area code 347-23.
Tell us some do's and don'ts to parents. Make it quick. You got 2 minutes.
Hey, baby. You know I'm going to do the do's and don'ts. You already know.
Yeah.
And I got teens.
Ooh.
Okay. One, the do's, be your kid's best friend. Let them know that you are there no matter what the situation is. Be there. Because when they need somebody, you don't want them going to a stranger and wind up getting hurt. Don't, and I'm saying don't. If your friend, if your child have a best friend that's disrespectful to their parents, don't let them come up in your house. That's just me. I fight kids. I don't give a damn. If that child is disrespectful to their parents, I'd be damned if they come to my house and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. My kids will always look better than me at all times. I do here, so it shouldn't be no problem. It shouldn't be an issue where my kids going outside with their hair looking like Nappy O'Grady. It's not happening. Yes, go up to the kid's school, find out what's going on. Me, personally, I'm going to keep it real. I don't do the parent, the teacher conference. Yes, I do. But I'm not sitting in a room with a whole bunch of other parents, and they talking about this and that. I get aggravated real quick because a lot of parents shouldn't be parents. Now, if the school needs me, I'm there. My kids, my child have a trip, I'm there. But I'm not sitting with 59 people and they talk about, oh, this is not right, this is not right, this is not right. No, my kids have respect for me and for other people. It's not happening. If they don't, I will tell anybody, my kids get smart, slap them in the mouth because that's what they deserve. I bring them up better than that. You're going to have some respect. And please, I'm asking, please don't wear your kids' clothes.
That's not cute.
Don't wear. I seen a girl and I got on her day before yesterday, had on her baby's shoes, and you could tell they was too damn small because the heel was hanging back. That's a no-no. I'm a fashion police. I will let you know. If you don't want your kids, bring them to me. I love to feed kids. I babysit kids. I treat them like my. I don't play no games, but I do like to have fun with kids. I'm a big kid myself, and I know when time to be real and time to joke around. So if you're not ready for kids, don't have them. I got teens, and let me tell you, if you think, oh, having kids doing fun and games, I give you my two. And trust and believe, they will give you a reality check when you don't want to have. Please don't do it.
I hear that, Ms. Brownie. Well, we definitely want to thank you for tuning into She's on Radio. Do not go anywhere because we have a next topic. I'm going to just go down and get some more callers, okay?
I'm right, baby.
All right. All right. There you go, 404-484. You got 3 minutes to tell me who's a don't, the parent. Let's go. Hello? 404-484. Hello? All right, there you go, 720252. You have 3 minutes to tell me some do's and don'ts to pass, and let's go.
Hello, how you doing, Casey and Teddy?
All right.
Good. Well, you know, just like the other girl, I have twins. I have teenage twins. They're 16 years old. Me personally, you know what I'm saying, I don't know how everybody else, but how I raise my kids, I'm not trying to be your friend because I'm your parent. You know what I'm saying? You have friends, but I'm not going to sit up here and rock with you and be your friend. Oh, yeah, you can come and talk to me about anything, but a friend you will not get from me because I'm your parent. I'm not trying to be your friend, you know. I hate seeing people, my major don't. If you're in a relationship, and your kids is sitting up here telling you they don't like this person, okay, listen to your kids because there's something wrong. If you sitting up here getting your ass whooped every goddamn day by this man or this woman and your kids are seeing this shit, then you need to come to a reality check. Love ain't that big, baby. Love is not that big for your kids to sit up here and see you going through that shit. And then you wonder why these kids sit up here and abuse you and talk shit to you and call you bitches and shit because you sit up here and let a bitch and a nigga put their hands on you in front of them. Do when the kids is little. You know what I'm saying? Parents need to know how to teach their kids and raise their kids. You know what I'm saying? Telling them no, yes. Giving them little spankings and stuff, yes. So when they grow up, they know, I'm mama, you child. I pay the bills. You don't. I'm head honcho of this house. You know what I'm saying? If you don't teach your kids when they're younger, then when they get older, then they going to sit up here and talk shit to you. And what the fuck can you do? You can't do shit now. They too big now. What the hell you going to do? Punch them, they going to punch your ass right back because you didn't teach their ass when they was younger. You know, a lot of people should not have kids. You know, friends, I just don't believe in parents being, I'm not your best friend, motherfucker. I'm your mama. I'm not trying to be your friend. We not finna sit up here and twerk in the living room. We not finna sit up here and go to the club together. We not, no. When you having company, a big don't for me. When you having company in the house or you having card games or whatever, please don't get your baby up out the bed. Tell my baby, come in here and dance for me. Come in here and show my friends that little dance you be doing for mama. Bitch, sit your ass down. Let your baby sleep. This your company. This not your baby's company. You know, it's a lot of things that parents need to learn when it comes to kids. You know what I'm saying? Dresses, I wish I could get food stamps. I wish the fuck I can get food stamps, but a bitch can't get food. I wish I could be on Section 8 and all that shit and be paying $12 a motherfucking month. A bitch paying $1,200 a fucking month. You know what I'm saying? And I can't get no fucking food stamps because I make too much. I wish I could. Because my refrigerator stays filled, but it stays filled now. And I don't understand, you got kids, why the fuck you selling your goddamn food stamps? You that desperate need for money. You that in desperate need for money so you can go out to the club and shake a fucking tail feather. And your kids at home eating no fucking Pop-Tarts. You know, I teach my kids the way I teach my kids.
I'm sorry about that, miss. That was the cut-off time. Don't beat us, but we got to do it. So we got a whole bunch of
I didn't have no part of that.
We got a countdown thing now. We got a towel going on. See, we done got a little session now. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely want to thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. Do not go anywhere because you will definitely get time to talk in the next couple of minutes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to area code 404 one more time. See if they're here. 484. You got 3 minutes to tell us some do's and don'ts to parenting. Let's go. Hello? All right. Area code 443-360. Talk to us. Give us a little bit of do's and don'ts to parenting. You have exactly 3 minutes to get it all out. Talk to us. Hello, 443-360. All right, area code 84291. Talk to us. Let us know the do's and don'ts of parenting. Let's go. Yeah, 3 minutes.
How you doing, Daddy? Hi, Uncle Teddy.
Hey there.
Hey. Well, I don't have any babies, but I have my gay baby, and. As far as the do's when it comes to parenting, you have to be there. You have to be some type of confidant for your child, because if they feel like they can't come to mama, or they're gonna go to the street and they're gonna go elsewhere, and that elsewhere might not be where you want them to be, because it might end up either dead or on some shit she don't want them on, whether it be a pussy or a dick or some crack or whatever. So that's a don't. But a do, I mean, you got to be there for your kid. You got to be there. A don't is when you just turn them away and just don't want nothing to do with them because you feel that man or that woman is more important that's in your life. Or whether it be that money or that job, that's a no-no. Because when a child feels like that you don't have time for them, well, they're going to find somebody who will. And then when it's your turn, it's going to be too late. Because it's going to be a time where you as a parent is going to need your child. So that's just, it's going to be a time where you're going to need your child, whether it be to take care of you, when you're old enough where you can't take care of yourself, you're gonna need that child. And then if that child say, "Well, Mama, I needed you. Where were you?" Then you can't be mad at them. I mean, I know the good Lord says, "Honor your mother and your father," but God ain't say you gotta be in their face. You gotta honor them, but you ain't got to be in their face.
That's true.
So that's my outlook on that.
All right, sweetheart. Well, I definitely thank you for tuning in. She's on radio. Don't go nowhere, because we'll be back to you, okay?
Definitely, y'all. I love y'all.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Okay.
All right, ladies, before we go on to the next topic, is there anybody else that's tuning in right now that want to talk? Pressing number one right now before we go on to the next topic. Don't be scared. We have a few minutes to discuss this. 3, 2, 1. All right. Daddy, so my next thing, since we're sitting here talking about the do's and the don'ts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about you know your ghetto win. Now, I know everybody got something to say about you know your ghetto win, because everybody knows we all have seen some ghetto stuff. Come on now. It don't matter what your race is, where you come from, your background. Ghetto is every culture. Everybody got somebody that's ghetto in every culture. So, Daddy, tell me something you know your ghetto win.
You know, you get on when it's hot outside and you can't get to the pool. You go to that fire hydrant at the corner, get somebody to bust it, and you got a pool right there at the corner. That's your ghetto pool.
Yeah, bruh. Man, ain't gonna lie.
I said, I ain't gonna lie. I used to do that back in the day.
Ain't no wrong with shit. Not everybody got a pool girl. Sometimes you got to make it work. You got to go to the fire houses and make it happen. And I'm just trying to tell you, put on your little tutu gear and just jump in the pool. I'm trying to tell you, the pool is, they got to do what you got to do. That is real.
I got another one. You know, you get up when you see some dude on a bike and he got a boombox hooked up to it. He got his own sound system while he's riding down the street on his bike.
Big Tony. That's what we gonna call him, Big Tony.
Yep.
Man, yes. You know what? I got two.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. You know you get a win. That is reusable baking grease and a Maxwell house can and a sun of burns on your soul. Can I get a woo-woo? Yes, girl. You don't know which grease is which. You get chicken grease, chicken sauce, tasting like fried leg trucks. Talk to me now. I know everybody over there. They over there screaming. I know y'all out there. Come on there. Everybody got a mama. Or even now. Everybody got a mama. Or you. As soon as she finish frying that chicken or that fish, what she said, girl, I ain't throwing away this grease. This grease is still be used for the next time. Girl,
put it in the can.
What you telling, girl?
Put it in the can.
You know it.
Wait till it cool off.
You know you get away. Turn up the heat mix. Turn on another burn on the stove. Can I get a whoop?
Whoop.
Oh, look. If you don't feel like turning on the heat, girl, if you don't want to attract to get on that burn, so what you do, open that little oven, girl, put a little aluminum foil up in there, turn on. And they get a woo. Yeah. Do you got another one, Teddy? Talk to me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. I'm getting over the fact that, you know, you get a win, you got to heat your house with the stove.
Yes. Don't ask you like you to open that stove. Come on now, early in the morning. Mom, what's going on with the heat, girl? I can't afford the heat. You got some money?
No.
Shoot,
you know you ghetto when your lights get cut off and you got a neighbor with their power on and you got an extension cord from your house to their house getting power.
I know that's right. I've seen that done before.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I got one more off the top of my head. You know, you get up when you find a local crackhead and you want cable. You get him $15, you go up that pole and hook up your cable. And you got your
cable.
Right.
We're going to call him Big Tony, too.
Oh, Lord.
You know you got a girl when the batteries in your remote control are held in place with a girl with a big old piece of silver duct tape. Can I get a whoop?
Boop, boop.
Yeah, try to get some snaps on that one.
Snaps, buddy.
You know you got a one. Something smells right in the refrigerator. All you can do is change the blocks of almond hammer baking soda. Can I get a whoop?
Whoop, whoop.
Girl, I can go all day with this one, girl. I love, girl. We can talk about, you know, you ghetto all day, okay? You know you ghetto when you drinking glasses used to be jello jars. Can I get a woo?
Oh, woo, OMG.
Girl, you know you ghetto when your furniture is covered in plastic, girl.
Ooh. Yes.
You know you ghetto when you run to get pots and pans to cover that hole while that water dripping down there because you ain't got the money to fix the leak. Or you just spent the money to spend the lease on them new days. Can I get a whoop?
Woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. You know you ghetto. The roaches in your house only come out when company comes. Can I get a whoop? Can I get a whoop?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
OMG.
Can I get a whoop?
The roach is tap dancing, doing a show for your company.
Yes. You know you are ghetto when the back of your toilet seat is always off and you know how to manually flutter it. Can I get a word?
Oh, damn. What?
Girl, you know you are ghetto. You have more than 10 uses for Vaseline, and one of them is shoe polish. Come on, man. Somebody explain with me. Come on. Ooh.
Yes, girl. I had to put some of my J's the other day. Girl, I'm telling about it. Oops, I forgot we were all live on the radio.
Dad, you just told everybody and their mama.
Girl, my J's is a little ashy, girl. You know, I got some all red ones, girl. So it got a little white at the top, girl. I put a little bit of that Vaseline on it, girl, and sneaked it right down. Girl, make it look like it had a perm to it.
Mm-hmm. But you know you use the Vaseline, too. You know you got on wind. You ain't got no lotion in the house. You rub some Vaseline on them ashy kneecaps and them ashy elbows.
Mm-hmm.
And them feet.
The Vaseline kills everything. I'm trying to say.
I know, right?
Some old people for that chicken. I don't know if that, you know, is true or not, but I heard that.
I heard it before, too. I hope not, but I heard it, you know. Chicken be glossy and fresh.
Yes, girl. You know you get it out. Girl, you know you got out. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You know you got it when you don't think you clean up. Now, let's say if this is a baby pad on your neck and chest and you ain't even got no goddamn baby.
What? What the hell? What the what? That's all I can say on that. What the what?
Come on, don't act like you don't know about the baby powder, girl. You don't what?
No,
baby powder. Baby powder is not only used for the hoeing; it's used for upset, girl.
Yes, you put
it
on your bed.
You put
it
on your neck, girl. Everybody thought she was funky. You remember?
You smell baby powder fresh, yes, honey.
Yeah.
You put the baby powder on your bed, then put the sheet up there so your bed can smell fresh. Mm-hmm. I knew what you were doing last night. When I had to smell from your mama. Like, no, mama, I won't do that. Mm-mm, yes, the hell you was. I see the powder. The residue on the floor, I see it.
Girl, you know you got up at the hills on the back of your goddamn feet like you've been planting and fucking powder and flowers.
Oh, Lord.
So we say, they cracking.
They cracking.
Yes, Ken. Oh, here you go, good one. You know you ghetto girls, all you fams out there, you know you are ghetto. This is for the fams, okay, the next two. You know you ghetto. If you use black eyes to line them dusty lips.
Ooh.
Nigga, woo. Honey, the black, did you hear me? It's eyeliner. It does not incorporate with the lips, honey. They got a special liner for that, for the lips. That's why I be smiling, honey, to get some of that good old ching chong. Lip line, you know, the word with all the smears and stuff. I'm going to need y'all to upgrade, baby. Stop acting cute because it's not nice set for the long line. Y'all be mad as hell when you got to get the pencil chopping and still don't chop them goddamn cheap ass things. I need y'all to work. You got to work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to want your lipstick match all your clothes.
Oh, damn. Yes. You got the red, the blue, the pink, the orange, the lime green.
Yes.
Oh, and motherfucking Z.
Girl, you know you get it when you wear your shower cover everywhere but the goddamn shower.
Oh, shit. You went Walmart. What the hell? That's a shower cap. It's that new. It's that 2020 shit. Yes, it is.
Girl, you know you get it if you clean your goddamn teeth with a MacBook or business card.
Wow.
Girl, act like you ain't never do it before. Said to stop being bougie.
Bro, I told you about that. Shit.
Girl.
Now they know all my secrets, girl.
Girl, what about the piece of plastic, girl? You get that little piece of plastic, you got to put it on real skinny, girl. You got to get up in that too.
Yes.
That piece of chicken just sitting there not going to do it, girl. You got to get that piece of chicken out your throat.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and motherfucking G. I'm thinking of one. You going in right now. I'm thinking.
Yeah. You know you got up.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got on your daughter's under 16 and got extensions in the lace front.
Ooh.
You know you got up.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got up when you pound your 3-year-old baby hair. You know you got up. Burn the baby's scalp off. You could at least put some grease around the edges, girl. You just put the pet. Just y'all just crazy. Perming these baby hair. Baby got baby hair. She got baby hair. Her hair ain't all that nappy. Yeah, you could put a little shaving comb to that and it'd be cool.
But now you want to burn the baby head off. That's crazy.
Mm-mm,
I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
Mm-mm.
You got another one?
I think I got one. You know you ghetto when you really ghetto when you riding around the street and all four of your tires are donuts. Because you're too damn lazy to go get you some new tires. You riding around on donuts and thinking and profiling like you the shit. And hold on, wait. And you got a boombox inside your car for your sound system. Forget the bike. You done moved the bike sound system to the car. And every time you go across a bump, your CD skips.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Shit. Or get the stuttering.
What the hell? It's that
remix.
That's crazy. That's true, though.
It is. You know you ghetto when you pronounce shrimp as scrimp or scrimp. Can I get a whoop? Because a lot of y'all do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ghetto. You ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
You pronounce street as street. What the hell is a street? Ambulance,
it's
ambulance. Come on, man. Can I get a word? Y'all
do
it.
Hospital is, how they say hospital, bro?
Hospital, that's still easy. I don't really know.
No. Some people say ghetto. I don't know how, but I've heard it. Sound crazy. Like hospital? Something like to that effect.
Spaghetti is spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti? Spaghetti?
Yeah.
What's baloney?
Yes, girl. You know you get it when you buy your stockings at the same place you go and do your grocery shopping.
You got socks and drawers and stuff on one app.
Yes.
And you got the bologna and bread on another.
Yes, girl. You know you get it. You think a fat back is a source of nutrition. And you know damn well that fat back is not nutrition. You got to stop acting like that. Stop putting your damn green. That's why you fat at the end of the pot. It is not healthy, okay?
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to put that big part of the fat back in there, girl. Like,
yes,
it's cute.
Nah.
Good. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, girl.
Mm-mm.
Yes, yes, yes. So you know what we're about to do. We're about to go to the phone lounge again, ladies. We're going to take it down the road. I want you all to dial. 646-716-6977 if you all are live. If you are already on the phone, press number one. Now, come on now. Everybody know you ghetto win. So we want to know. Tell us a little bit of you know you ghetto win. All right, let's go. Hey, so down 19806. Make it quick. You got 3 minutes to talk. Let's go.
Let me see. Yeah, I don't have nothing to say. I'm just waiting for the end of the show.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Area code 302-256. Talk to us. Let us know you got a win. You got 3 minutes to chop it up. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can I go in for a minute? You know you ghetto. You know you ghetto when every bill in your fucking house is in your kid's name.
Oh, damn.
Not only are you ghetto, you are ratchet. You're ghetto. You know you ghetto when you are on Twitter claiming that you support all radio stations out there, but in your next tweet, bitch, you are talking about the radio station. Bitch, you're ghetto and you're ratchet. I'm sorry. I needed to get that off my chest because they taking me there tonight. On Twitter. The shoe fits. Bitch, wear it. You know you're ghetto when your baby is hungry and you are on your couch too fucking high to get up and fix that child something to eat. Bitch, you're ghetto. And I want you to get help. Seriously. You know you are ghetto when you are outside in 100 degree weather with Jesus shoes on and a sweater and sweatpants. I want you to turn around. I want you to turn around and try it again. Please.
You're ready.
You know you are ghetto
when you only clean your house when you want to get dick down. It's just ghetto. Your house should be clean every day, not only when Tuesday and Thursday your man is coming to dick you down or your bitch is coming to dick you down. That is ratchet and trifling. I don't really know how far I can go because, I mean, oh, my God, I see ghetto bitches every day. Just, I don't know. That's all I have for right now.
All right, Miss Mimi. Well, thank you so much for tuning to She's on Radio. Do not go nowhere because after this, She's on After Dark, all right?
Of course. Wait. Can do you want me to come up with the topic?
I'll let you know. You know you gotta win what? Got 3 minutes to chop it up. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at Mimi because Mimi was hitting it on at that point. Y'all something else. Oh, Lord. You know you ghetto when you go into the corner store with too much match slippers on. You know you ghetto when you got a pocket full of fucking money, but you go into the store to get credit. You know you ghetto. Excuse me. You know you ghetto when your damn pants is wrinkled. You got an iron in your house, but you're too damn lazy to iron your pants. That's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ghetto when you're 20-something years old and your mouth look like a box of tools instead of going to the dentist to get it fixed.
Ooh.
You know you ghetto, because I've seen people still do it, because they need to upgrade on their TV, using iron hangers as a damn antenna.
Yep.
With a little bit of aluminum for you.
At the top.
You already know. Now, you know you ghetto when your kids is eating peanut butter and jelly sandwich while your ass is sitting at the damn table eating some damn lobster. That's ghetto and dead ass trifling. And if I was that child, I would slap it out your hand and tell you you don't want it. That's all I have for right now. I can keep on going, but I'm going to leave it. Oh. Oh, I have to say this. You know you ghetto when they made razors and Nair to wax off all that damn hair, and you walking around looking like Harry and the Hendersons. Bigfoot. Wax it off, baby. Wax it off. But I'm here. I'm going to let you take the other callers. I'm here for After Dark.
All right, Miss. Thank you so much for tuning in. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back to you with the After Dark, all right?
All right.
All right, 820-720-252. You know you get a win, what? Go ahead, press that one. Go ahead, talk to me. You got what? 3 minutes to talk. Let's chop it up.
You know you ghetto when you go to the store and buy 99 cents black hair gel, ain't permed your hair, but you get that silky straight Hawaiian-ass ponytail and gel your shit up, and now your hair looking like hamburger meat around the edges. Bitch, you ghetto. I'm going to need you to do something about that. Bitch, you know you ghetto when you have the money in your purse to go get some feast done, but you take that motherfucking jar of petroleum jelly, put that shit on your heel, and put some socks on so that shit can warm up and be soft. Bitch, you ghetto.
Oh, Lord.
Bitch, you motherfucking. Bitch, you was motherfucking ghetto. Bitch, you know you ghetto when you 45 years old and you walk around here with a goddamn pink ass tutu on with some motherfucking black leggings.
Oh,
bitch, you
God.
Ghetto.
That's just ratchet.
Bitch, you. Bitch, you was ghetto. I'm gonna need you to do better. Bitch, you know you is ghetto when you go to the hair shop and you walking around with a motherfucking Oreo in the motherfucking side of your head talking about bam, Skittles, baby. Bitch, I'm going to need you to do hip. That shit should only be seen in the hair shows. Bitch, not walking down the street. I'm going to need you to do a little bit better. You know you ghetto when you sitting up here. If you still wearing a microwave motherfucking ponytail from back in 1990 motherfucking five, you go get that goddamn ponytail and put that prison in that jail on there and put that shit in the goddamn microwave for a goddamn 30 seconds. You pop that shit in your hair and you got your hairstyle, bitch. No, I'm going to need you to fix that. I'm going to need you to work that shit out. You know you ghetto when you eating your kids Lucky Charms and your kids get up talking about, Mama, where the Lucky Charms at? And you sitting up here coming, oh, no. I don't know. You know you ghetto when you still using Stay Flow and you get a motherfucking chair and put that ironing board as low as you go and you sitting up here ironing your jeans for 5 hours because you don't want to take them to the motherfucking cleaners. And you walking around with creases and you can't even barely walk and them bitches stiff than a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Bitch, I'm going to need you to do something. Bitch, you know you ghetto when you black as tar and you walking around with pink-ass motherfucking lipstick on and pink hair talking about, I'm a Barbie, bitch. No, bitch.
No.
You know you ghetto when you got money to go to the store and shop, but you got a crackhead booster. They go and get everything, and you give her $20 for all the shit she done bought. Mm. Bitch, you ghetto.
As hell.
You ghetto as hell. Bitch, you know you ghetto when your motherfucking toenails as long as hell and they hanging over your motherfucking shoes and you got motherfucking diamonds and shit on that shit. Bitch, cut that shit off. I can go in, but I'm not going to even let y'all crack on me tonight, but I can go in because there's a lot of ghetto motherfuckers out there and I be seeing that shit.
Well, we might come back to you, sweetheart.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one more. Wait a minute.
One more. Come on.
You know
on,
you
ghetto.
You know you ghetto when you take that motherfucking dishwasher and lick it off your goddamn sink and use it in your tub to make bubbles. I'm through. All
right. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I know that's my girl. Now, everybody was talking about it, cracking up because y'all know y'all did that shit before, girl. Don't act like y'all didn't get up in the piss pool, girl. I put the bubbles in there. I thought she was sitting on that
Joy. Joy was the best, bro. Joy was the best. Yes, sir.
Yes. All right, Joe, 804-291. Look, give me some, Mom. You know you ghetto when. Y'all 3 minutes of talk, so make it snappy. Let's go.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Daddy. Hey, you know you... You know you ghetto when you in church and you catch the Holy Ghost and you got on all purple and you got like 6 handkerchiefs and you taking them, flying them around like they your praise dance uniform.
Wow.
you know you ghetto when you don't want your shoes. Your brand new shoes to get wet when you and you take paper, plastic and wrap around them to keep them from getting wet. That's all I got.
All right, well, thank you so much for your opportunity to see you on radio. Do not go anywhere because after job I'll be right at the 30th of the hour.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, code 254-624. You know you got a win, huh? You got 3 months to chop it up. Let us know.
I don't have any now. Everybody took mine. I was sitting here, and I had a whole mind full, and everybody was, like, saying, I was like, oh, man.
Come on, you got something now. Talk to it.
You know you get a win. I don't know. I don't have any. Everyone took them. I don't have any. I can't think.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. We'll be right back to you with the Apple Job. And you have a good one. Don't go nowhere, all right?
All right.
All right, you call 804-236. The top of kids, you know you got a win, huh? Got 3 minutes to chop it up. Let's go.
Oh my! If you get that
If you know what that drink is called sugar water, you know you ghetto.
I know that.
If you got kids that's 15, 16 years old and you still refer to the father of your children and your baby daddy, your ass is ghetto.
Oh. Oh, no, I can't have some shit over, too. I just can't think right now. Oh, yeah. Get me off.
They get you off. Of.
Yeah, because I don't know. I can't think shit. All right, well, we'll be right back to do it after Doc, all right? All right. Hi, area code 443-360. Hey, hold on, ladies. Before we go on to After Dark, we got a few more minutes to talk about. You know you got to win. So y'all definitely press the number one right now. If you're listening on 964-671-6977, press that number one. Let's go. All right, 443-360, talk to us. You know you got to win, huh? All right, got 3 minutes to chop it up. Let's go.
Hello,
everyone. Hello, 443-360.
How we usually put it every night.
All right. Are you calling 310-775-3211? You know you got to win what? You got 3 minutes to talk. Let's make it snap and let's go.
What up, what up, what up? She's on this Tennessee.
Hey,
what's going on?
I'm just getting back to the question.
You know you ghetto when you call the radio show. You got to ghetto when shit like that happens.
Yep, that took the words right out of my mouth.
Now that's ghetto.
Right. I know that's right.
I'm sitting on my porch, you know I'm ghetto. And sitting here cracking up, but I was just listening to a couple of them last two callers. you showed busted them off with a quickness, Casey. Hey, what up, Teddy bro?
What's going on, man?
Man, shooting y'all niggas some love. Y'all, you know what? Y'all up in the White House now. You know what I mean? Doing big things. I'm just calling in to, you know, show my love like I do.
All right now.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna say nothing?
Yeah, this is Sweetie. I'm just showing love, too.
Yeah.
I got this
Sweetie.
Casey, so I had to call in.
Hey,
Teddy.
Y'all still there? You know you ghetto when you sitting on your porch and motherfuckers is shooting fireworks in August. That's some real shit right there.
That's ghetto as hell. July was last month, nigga. Damn.
Man.
I think we have a technical difficulty, y'all. Y'all can keep going in until she come back. Y'all got the more.
Okay, that's what's up. I think it must be Blog Talk, though, dog.
Yeah,
we
have to
I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here. The thing about the fact, y'all got no more before the thing cut y'all off?
Nah, baby, go ahead, take the next caller, but we support you 110%, real talk.
Thank you so much for the love, man.
All right.
All right, there you go, 254. Look, there it go, just got this, there it go, look.
Damn, this ain't live. Hold on. Let me clear it up. All right, here we go. All right, area code 254-624. Talk to me. You know you got to win. You got 3 minutes to talk. Let's go.
All right. You know you got to win. You about 40 years old, and you still trying to wear your daughter's clothes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my mama does it. My mom is ghetto. You know you ghetto when you riding around in one of them custom cars that say Facebook on it or Lakers or Barbie bitch on the back. Like that. I don't know. I can't think of no more.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
get that one. Right off, no matter what the fuck you ask. You know, you gotta win. You still got a prepaid
phone. Well,
I'm not talking Boost prepaid. I'm talking like track phone.
Going around my hands, going straight up. Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, goodness. You know you got on it. You see a roach on the wall and you're too lazy to get the spray, so you spray it with perfume. No, I'm guilty of that because I'll be too lazy and it'll be there and get the, yeah.
He said I'm guilty of that.
Leave me alone. Whatever. That's all, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio, sweetheart. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with the next topic, all right?
All right.
Wait. All right, ladies. Come on now. We got two more. We got, like, what, 4 more minutes before we go on to the next topic. So, who wants the spotlight? Press number one. Let's talk. About, you know, you got to win. Or you can talk about dudes and adults for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
About people having children. You know what I'm saying? You have any more dudes and don'ts, Teddy?
Yes, I have some don'ts. But couldn't nobody hear me.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, hold on. I think we got somebody else. Hold on for a minute.
I know.
I hear you. 844-484. Tell us, you know you got to win. We got 3 minutes to talk. Let's go.
Hey,
we can hear you.
Hey, you know you ghetto when you get on this phone and start hollering like me.
You know you ghetto when you like us. You got to use your pliers to change the setting on your fan.
You know you ghetto when you still got the knobs on your TV. You know you ghetto when you snatch your wig off. Don't give a fuck where you at. Oh, my bad. Nah, I take that back. My girl still she do that shit. I take it back. Don't even tell her I said that. That ain't even ghetto. That's just hot. A little ratchet, but it's all good. Whatever. Hey, dudes and don'ts.
Don't take shit out on your children that you know they ain't
got
nothing to do with.
Don't treat your child like you wish they was never born. Y'all did a good job. Everybody made me laugh tonight, and they said some funny stuff and some ghetto shit. And you know you ghetto when your roaches got wings. hey, one of them bitches flew away from me earlier today, but like I said, on some of this shit, you just keep it to yourself, okay? What goes on and she's on, stays and she's on. This is all I want to say. I'm curious to know what's going on late night. I keep hearing late night. I'm just trying to see what's up late night. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, it's about to go down tonight.
Hi,
Cleo.
Hey, it was good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Oh, my goodness, ladies, if you don't know who Cleo is, that is my old school 1920 back in the day bull data name.
I'm so proud of you, for real, though. And all that you've been doing, I'm really proud of you. You have grown a lot.
Thank you.
Well, age grows maturity.
You even know who you're talking to.
Yes, I know who I'm talking to. This pool, right?
Yeah.
I know who I'm talking to.
So I just wanted to put that out there for all your haters and your lovers that I am very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
That's all we really got to say.
Y'all got
30
seconds if y'all
wanted
to throw you one more in there.
Oh, well, I had some don'ts earlier, but, you know, I done pretty much forgot them with all the laughing from the ghetto junk, because then y'all had me dying over here with those. Even though, you know, you ghetto when you call a talk radio show and somebody hollering at you in the background, that was some ghetto shit.
You know you ghetto when you see you in three-way, fuck that.
I would like to put out there for parents, like for single parents, another don't I would like to do. Don't sit there and talk bad about the other parent in front of their children. If the other parent is not doing right, let that child find out on its own. Don't do that. And I want to put that out there.
Well, that's a good one.
They
don't benefit from that.
Just take it up out of their child. Don't do that either. Because that child didn't ask you to come in this world.
I know that's
real. I did want to put that out there, but, you know, you couldn't hear me the first, four times you said my number. So
I know. I didn't know what was going on. I know I kept saying four, but nobody was talking. I didn't know what was going on.
We was over here, like, screaming, like, can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Oh, wow. Sometimes, that's just a service for you. Sometimes it plays, sometimes it don't.
Oh, I was going to blame it on Georgia like I blame everything on Georgia.
Oh,
well,
we'll take that, too.
Why? So, you know, yeah, this ain't even a state. This a world of its own.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad you won. Good.
What's that? Hold on, since you're on the phone, right? Since you're right here, right? Let me see if I don't think I got no more callers. Nope, don't got no more callers. Since you're right here, we let Mimi pick the last week's getting down after dirty after dark, right? So give me a topic. Let me see how dirty you can get. Give me a topic.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. This pool bell to stop playing.
Come on now. Give me a good one.
I'm a good girl now. Let's see. We could talk about threesomes.
Come on, man. You can get better than that. We don't talk about threesomes.
I'm a good girl now. Okay, I'll tell you what. Talk about toys. The different kinds, because I'm dying to know. What do people really feel about that goddamn rabbit? Why was it ever invented? Have you ever tried that shit?
Rabbit? Oh, hell yeah. I'm a freak, goddamn. Anything to tickle the cat, baby,
yeah,
right. I'm down for it.
Okay, well, this is my thing. Okay, all right, how many people like really click stimulation? Because it got too much going on with it. You got the thing that's moving on the inside of the shaft, and then the thing that's all up against your click, and then what's that extra thing for?
It's there for the grown ass. That's what it's there for.
It's for your butt?
No, it's for the grown ass. It's what you, I mean, some toys, you know, they got different things. You know what I'm saying? They got different things. So, you know, all rabbits aren't the same. You feel me?
Oh, you know, I told you I'm a good girl now, but I know one thing. Anything I buy that vibrates does not work over two times. So, what's up with that?
Oh, man. What? Damn, I guess the timer didn't like that shit. so you said over two times
the first time I get it home, I'm like, ooh, this is cute. First time we might have some bzzz. The second time we have some bzzz. And hello? Do the batteries need changing already? What's going on? It just don't work anymore.
You probably fucked the damn thing to death. Fucked the poor baby to death. I'm getting all the way. They messed up all the goddamn wiring in it. The batteries don't work no more. Got water damage.
Not water damage, though. No, not water damage.
mess it up, girl. All you gotta do is just maybe get some new batteries. And if the batteries don't work, I'm gonna need you to take it back. Do not return to somebody and tell them to get a refund.
You know they don't
take
them to.
Hey, they look smart. You better look. You
know
go back to, you know you ghetto. You know you ghetto. You better.
Oh, okay.
You better make
it work.
Girl, you know you ghetto, girl. When you don't use your goddamn strap on, you take that bitch back like this. This bitch do not work. It is not motivating me, girl.
I know that's right. But we gotta get nastier than that for real.
We gotta throw up. No, I got a good topic. I'm gonna use it off of your topic. Since you just was talking about the click to click, let me ask you a question, right? Tell me, how do you feel about click to click stimulation? I'm not talking about with the toys or nothing like that. I'm talking about, you know, female.
I love it.
Topic.
I love it.
No.
I love it personally. Personally, me. I can only speak for me. I love it. I prefer it more than somebody straddling my thigh. You know how some of this stuff get on your thigh and have their thigh, you know, on you. I really can't get with that because I'm humping your leg. Come on, stop playing. But click to click, yes.
Oh, my God.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you know what? I don't really like for my click to be licked or sucked, though, but I like click to click. So go figure that, right?
Mm.
Nah, you like what you like. I mean, everybody don't like the same thing. I mean, me personally, I think this one is awesome.
Like you said, right. Who started this straddling the thigh thing anyway?
I mean, those people who wanted it. I don't know. You know, everybody freaky in their own little way. But, you know, I don't personally, really, I don't need the toys. You feel what I'm saying? The toys, cause it's not free to me.
What about click to butt?
What?
Click to butt.
No,
you
don't.
Look,
it is. Look,
you
just
on and go on in the crack. Everything is all wet and slippery.
I like the click from the back. I like the you know, when the woman they get on top of you, but they get on you backwards, and the back of the click is right there, and it's bumping up.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, girl.
Happy Hanukkah, yes.
Happy Hanukkah, Shoshana, girl. Yes.
So since you say you like click to click, do you like it like in a missionary position, like, you know, you on top and she on the bottom, or vice versa, or do you like the scissor leg procedure position, you know?
Whatever way she want to give me the wetness, I will take it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing changed, Effie. Ain't nothing changed.
You do what you want.
Still a freak, I see. Still a freak.
Yes, I am still Cleo. I might have to change to KC when I got 26, but I'm just saying Cleo is still in me. You know?
I know that.
Ain't going nowhere.
You going nowhere. I know that. Okay, how about tossing salads?
It's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I like a little ranch on mine. Did you get the hint? I like a little ranch on mine.
That's fair.
Creamy.
Some people might not know what tossing salad means. Oh, she said some people might not know what tossing salad means, so you may want to let your listeners know.
Oh, well, ladies, if you do not know what tossing salad means, it means when you take your lips or your tongue or your mouth and you press against someone's anal cavity and you let it stroke and suck and.
All right.
Mm. Now, let me tell you something. I was just talking to my cousin, you know, Dyke for Life, you know, shout out hot. I was talking to my cousin today. We was in the car, you know what I'm saying? We were talking about, you ain't a lesbian to me. You ain't a freak to me if you haven't licked your ass once.
I know that's right. My thing is, I don't get the people that don't do it. If you're already there, there's only a layer of skin that's separating the two. Stop playing.
Come on now. Come on now. Can't be no limits when having sex, man, because... If you're not putting the big lips on the coochie coco, she not getting bleeds right. That's why y'all wondering why your goddamn girlfriend's teeth on you, because you're not doing it right. You're not giving away.
Exactly. Okay, well, here's a topic for you, a stud. This is something I don't get about studs.
Well, not all
hold
of us.
What you call me?
Wait a minute.
Hold, hold,
not
hold.
All of us.
What you call me, Daddy? What you call me?
A son. You still a son, right?
But did you call me a son?
What? Am I wrong?
I don't think I got that memo. I don't think I remember, you know, telling people that I was a stud, honey. Let me tell you something. I'm not a goddamn horseshoe.
All right.
I'm not a goddamn diamond earring. You know.
All right.
They label me Casey Cleo Flip Cazelle.
Okay.
Funny. You can pick
well,
anyone you want to pick.
Who may have, for your listeners who may have labels, those strap-up only studs, I do not understand why they get so mad and heartbroken when they're a woman leading for a man. If you ain't using nothing but the strap on, then what are you doing?
Now, the woman leading for a man, that shouldn't have no goddamn reason why she don't left her for a man, because the strap is nothing but a toy. It's an added accessory to the bedroom. So if she leaves you for a man, that means that she was not liking you anyway. She was fucking
I know that's
man
right.
at the same damn time. See,
I know that's
see,
right.
This is what I don't get. A lot of women always be like, man, I don't want to get the strap because I don't like this and blah, 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 blah. Because you not having a good sex, section, if you don't think outside the box and you get adventurous sometimes.
Okay, I feel you. Me personally, I don't like them, but, you know, if my partner does, I'm not a selfish lover. I'm a very unselfish lover. So I can get with it, and I put on a grand performance, too. However, it's just some things I don't grasp with other people and, you know, how they feel about this. But you're right. If you can't get spontaneous in bed, then there's no need for you to even get in my bed.
Hmm.
Don't put no
business
on this shit.
Before I cut you off, I want you to say that one more time. Say it one more time for the ladies. Come on.
If you can't get spontaneous in bed, then there's no reason for you to get in my bed. There's no limits on it.
Y'all heard Pooh. She told you, girl, y'all better learn what it is or how to get a little adventurous in the bedroom because you might be mad one day when your boo don't go and she done moved on to somebody. Who is going to get a resume? Who is going to have no limits in the bedroom?
And that saying has always been the same. It's never going to change. What one won't do, another one will. Trust.
I know that girl. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
She said it. Y'all gotta listen to it. But I want to thank you so much, Ms. Poole, for tuning in and giving us some great topics. And definitely, we will definitely stay tuned. All right?
All right, brother.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you, boo.
Love you, too.
Aw.
All right, Erica, man, 19806. Tell us some of the do's and don'ts of the bedroom. Let's do that. Let's go. You got 3 minutes.
Don't come in my bed. Smelling all fishy. Don't do that shit. Please take a shower. Do shave. Please shave. Don't be what you call them things? Touch me not studs or pillow princesses. Who the fuck came up with that shit anyway? Like who did that? They personally just wanted to touch on their girl and they just touch me not. Who the hell does that? Anyway, I'm up. Okay. So, if you, damn, I don't forgot what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know I'm mad. But,
don't be mad.
I'm sorry, but I'm going through so much. I can't even think straight. But, I don't know. I guess with me, just be pleased, be open-minded. I'm a freak. I don't like just. You give me head, I give you head, you strap me, I strap you, and we done. No. I want to do way more than just that. By the time we finish, I don't want to feel my legs type shit. Like, I want to go straight to sleep.
Oh, right? Damn, you want to be in a coma, don't you?
Yes. Give me some.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Give me some motivation. Like, come on now. I don't know. Yeah, this. I guess that's all I got. Just be open-minded with me. And don't be afraid.
to tell your lover what you want. Like, if you like getting your salad sauce, please tell your lover. I'm one person. I'll tell you in a heartbeat. I love getting my salad sauce. Oh, my God, that shit feels so good. I'm going to tell you, don't be afraid to tell your lover what you want. And if you are afraid or if you're not comfortable enough to tell your lover what you want, then maybe you don't need to be fucking that person or doing whatever with that person. So, yeah, that's all I got right now.
Well, all right, ma'am. Thank you so much for tuning in. She's on Red Go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go nowhere because we're going to be right back to you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 302-256. What's on the do's and don'ts of the bedroom? Talk to us. Got 3 minutes to talk. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Do know. When you come into my bedroom, I'm going to tie you up and spank you and use candle wax.
Damn.
You know that.
Damn.
I know, right?
Do know I love to play with handcuffs. I like to play with ropes. I like to play with feathers. I like to play with beads. Do know Health, a.k.a. wait till you see my strap, is a genius when it comes to the oral toothbrush. It works magic. Don't come to my bed if your pussy stinks. I hate that. That's going to be dirty, and I'm going to cut you out and put you outside. Do not come to my bedroom and expect head if you have a bush down there and I have to go through the forest to get to your little pillow. Don't do that. That's a waste of my fucking time. Don't come to my bedroom and tell me what I cannot do to you because I'm going to do what I want to do to you.
Damn.
That's just
nice
what it is.
That's nice to know.
Yes. Ain't it, babe? We haven't got that far yet. We'll get there.
Oh, shit.
Do know that I love to have sex outside on the rooftop, and I don't care if there's an audience. You want to watch? Be my guest. You might learn something. Do know I will come to your job at lunchtime to get some if I'm in need. Don't come to my bed if you have a yeast infection and you expect for me to fuck you. You are surely mistaken. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I don't want to go down on anybody that smells like bread. If I want bread, I can just go open up my bread box and get some. I don't want to get too freaky because I can go all the way.
Oh.
For the girl that didn't know what a rabbit was, I don't think she knew what a rabbit was. Or she said it didn't last more than 2 times. Sweetheart, you either using the wrong batteries or you just not using it because my rabbit works very well. From the back, from the front, from the side, it works wonders.
Everywhere, huh?
Everywhere, yes. Oh, my God, but before I let you guys go, please tune into the show, The Juice, tomorrow. It is on bullying and suicide, real shit, real issues that niggas are scared to talk about. Please tune in. No, watch it tomorrow. It's informative. You might learn something. It's definitely good. I love it. I had a blast really doing this episode. Teddy, babe, I will talk to you when you get off the air.
Damn that thing loud.
Brother, I booked my room for Kelly, so we definitely have to link up.
All right. We'll get that popping later on.
All right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. She's on radio. Don't go nowhere because we know we got another hot one coming, all right?
All right.
Alright, you call 720-252 with some do's and don'ts for the bedroom. Talk to us. You got 3 minutes to chop it up.
I'm a spontaneous person. I'm a freaky person. So my do's is make sure you're going to please me. If I stick some Skittles in my pussy and tell you to come taste the rainbow, damn it, do it. Do it. I want you to slide and slip and lay across the rainbow like it ain't nothing. I'm very spontaneous. Don't tell me no. because I'm going to do it anyway. Mm. I'm going to do it anyway. You know, I like to try different shit. If I want to try the motherfucking handstand, if I want you to fuck me while I'm on a handstand, goddamn it, do it.
Oh, shit.
If we go, if I tell you let's go in a car, let's go ride on the highway, and I tell you to pull over on the highway and it's raining, and I get on the top of the hood and take my panties off, fuck me right there. I don't give a fuck. Do it. I'm just a very freaky person, and I like the person I'm with to be freaky with me. Just my pussy's wet, okay? Don't let it get dry, because if it get dry and I got to fuck my damn self, then you needs to go.
Mm.
You there for a reason. If you can keep my pussy wet, then you doing something right. If you can't, then you got to go.
Yeah, go bye-bye. Go away.
Yes. Yes.
Go away.
On to the next.
Yep. Hello.
Hello. Because I'm a very freaky person, and I'm a nasty person. I can get real down and nasty if I want to. I lick ass. I suck toes. I do it all.
Well,
no hold bars with me.
Where you at?
No hold bars.
Where you at?
Baby, I'm in Colorado. You want to come visit me and try? Because I'll make sure I will turn
right
you all
now.
The way out.
Going on a plane right now.
I do it all, baby. I suck toes. I lick ass. I lick the pussy. I kiss the thighs, baby. I don't care. I'm kissing every inch of your body from your head to your toe. By the time you leave my bedroom, you're not going to leave because you're going to be curled up in a fetal position with your thumb in your mouth saying your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s.
Shut your mouth. Oh, Lord.
Well, damn.
That's what I say. Yeah. Oh. And so...
And if you really wanna test the water, I can give you my number. We can make a trip or two. It don't matter. I can show you better than I can tell you.
Oh shit. You don't have to do that. I wanna know. Gosh almighty. Look at this.
I love it. I love to be choked. I love to be choked. I love your hand around my throat and you choking me while you fucking me. Yes. Yes. I love it.
Well,
I'm just
all
a
right,
freak.
All right.
Somebody gonna learn today.
this thing is loud as hell. Lord Jesus. Lord, y'all say hell and Jesus at the same time. Please, Lord, forgive me on this radio tonight. Lord, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Do not go anywhere. I'm gonna try to squeeze you back in. Cause you very
of course.
You very
yes, baby, of course.
We gotta hear some more from you.
Of course.
All right, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, baby.
All right. All right. Did you get
Lord
Jesus. I'm going to need everybody to take a second, go in there, and get a
banner
line, because this is definitely going to get wet up in hell. I need prayer.
Yeah, you need something, Teddy.
Teddy,
yes,
you need prayer. You need a little something back on that butter booty.
Oh, I need donuts. I want some donuts.
Yeah. Hey, code 623, give us some do's and don'ts for the bed, bro. Talk to us. You got 3 minutes to chop it up.
What? Go check it out. It burns?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling
the whole
to.
Thing?
Yeah.
Get a towel. Get a towel and where's the shampoo?
Right. Merry Christmas. Hey, here you go, 347, 235. Got 3 minutes. Talk some do's and don'ts of the bedroom. Let's go.
To Mimi and the other one, we need to talk. they got my mouth a little watery. Lord have mercy. They can spank me. Oh, Lord. But, yes.
I watch.
Do not come to my bedroom and not have your papers. Okay, I come with papers. I am very clean. If you don't have papers, I don't want you. You might as well exit out. Do? No. When you come in my bedroom, it's not no 1, no 2, no 3, no 4, no 5 hours. We breaking day and then some.
Oh, shit.
Do know I love ice. I love all types of fruit. Do not try to stick your hand in my ass. It's not happening. You'll draw back enough. Do not say you will give head and you can't and your tongue feels like sandpaper. I will cut, listen, I will cut it short. I never tried to strap. So if I say no, no is no, there's only one person that can make me change my mind or even think about changing my mind to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do know I will strap on and give you the best time of your life. Do know, yes, I am a freak. I do any and everything. I make sure that my lover is pleased. Do not come to me and talk about you want a threesome because it's not happening. I am stingy. I don't like to share. And do know I want the handcuffs and put your ass in a swing.
Oh,
so you
shit.
Can't get away.
Oh, damn.
You ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Oh, shit.
You're going to have to just take it. I don't care if you cry.
Oh, damn.
They be happy tears. I don't want your legs to move. I want it to be numb. I want that clit to be numb from pleasure. I want you speaking it in another language. Not no Spanish, but I want to hear some Chinese, Japanese, Portuguese. I want to hear it all.
Well, all right, Ms. Brownie, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio.
And thank
Don't
you.
Don't go nowhere. We're going to try to squeeze you back in. So we only got two calls, so we might can get everybody back in for one last question, all right?
All right.
All right. Are you code 623-937? You got 3 minutes to chat with us. Tell us the do's and don'ts of the bedroom. 623? Three, two, one. Oh, are you called 651? Tell me your do's or your don'ts of the bedroom. We got 3 minutes to chop it up. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Do lay back and let me take control or whatever, and please you first or whatever. Like, I might be the femme or I might be feminine, but, like, I love to please first, like, sometimes I can even get mine by getting you yours. So, I mean, shit, let me do what I got to do. Or whatever. So, do lay back and let me take control. Do let me do what I want to do, pretty much. Like, I mean, shit, I'm creative. Let me show you how creative I am. Let me show you what I got or whatever. But don't be surprised when I add food to the bedroom or whatever, and don't talk a good game like you know that you know what you're doing, but then when it gets started, you can't even get me to my happy place. Don't do that because I hurt your feelings, because I know I'm a pro at what I do, so you're not about to get what I got if you can't even get me where I need to go. Like, so don't make it seem like you all that, but then I'm waiting for the good part to come, like, wait for it. And you still can't get me there? Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem. Or whatever. And I don't know. I think that's about it. Or whatever. And, oh, yeah, don't get too loud to the point where people think that, like, I'm hurting you or something or whatever. Try to control yourself. Like, keep it tamed down. Like, I ain't with all that yelling and shit. Like, you can moan, you can cuss, you can talk shit. You can get a little rough or whatever, but don't get all loud. I'm with all that screaming stuff. You can moan and all that kind of stuff, but don't scream. Like, kind of tone that down some or whatever. But, I mean, that's about it, I guess. That's the main one. So, if I'm going to say, I'm going to keep it brief or whatever. I don't want to go over my 3 minutes.
Okay.
or whatever. Mm. So
can
I think that says
it
all.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, yes.
Can you just talk?
What?
Can you just talk?
Tell him, you had a voice. Lord,
yes,
where
you
from, I'm from North Carolina. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
What is your name?
This is Victoria. Y'all should definitely come from North Carolina. It's, y'all are more than welcome at my house. I mean, well, here in North Carolina or whatever. So,
North Carolina. I think we're going for a road trip. Lord,
yes,
looking
at
the Lord.
Do you look as good as you say?
You know, I think so, whatever. But you can always look me up on Facebook or whatever. Like, I mean, Victoria McCoy, that's me. So,
what's your name?
Victoria McCoy, MCKOY.
You are my friend. You're my friend on Facebook.
I don't know if you're my friend. But you need to be.
Yeah. You always liking my stuff.
Yeah, I am, because you always posting good shit, so of course I'm going to like it.
Well, thank you. Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to find her right now.
Yes, I am. I just spoke out with my girlfriend a few months ago. Like about 2 months ago, yeah.
Text her to hit that.
She's a very hot.
Who you talking about, bro? I
want to
know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think you should tell her who you talking about,
because
she getting kind of...
No, I'm not going to tell her who I'm talking about. It's none of her goddamn business. This is your
Victoria.
Oh, woo-wee. Yeah, she's nosy.
As hell, because I want to know.
It's not always a bad thing to be nosy. You can find out some valuable information being nosy, so
mm-hmm.
Never know. But y'all definitely need to keep me posted. Keep me posted
somebody
about
said,
this.
Somebody said they want to pop you up on a biscuit, girl.
Yeah.
A homemade biscuit. Okay. That's
sad.
Y'all was a trip. I be calling the show every night, but I hardly ever get to talk to y'all. I be mad.
Well, I'm going to need you to talk more often.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying. I call, so y'all just got to put me on air, and then I'll talk about anything and everything. So.
Mm. Yes. We gonna talk, girl. We want you to talk about Merry Christmas all day. Yeah. You know you ghetto when you got a voice like this on the chat line, girl. You know you ghetto.
Don't do that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your opportunity to see you on radio. Call back tomorrow if we want to hear more from you, okay?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. And call if you're single.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last call for the night. Area code 237. Tell me right now. Some do's and don'ts of the bedroom. Do not give us about calling this stuff. We want to have something free because you're the last caller for area code 237. Get down and dirty. Give us some do's and don'ts of the bedroom. You got 3 minutes to chop it up. Hello, area code 4237. All right, 860-505, you're the last caller. Please tell us some do's and don'ts of the bedroom. Make it snappy, you got 3 minutes. Get down and dirty for it.
The don'ts. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, I don't have any do's or don'ts. I just wanted to call and say hello.
Hey there.
Hey. I've missed y'all. I've missed y'all, and I just wanted to speak tonight. I was able to stay up. I had my surgery today, and I just wanted to say hello, and I love y'all, and I miss you terribly. I'll give you a don't. All right, real quick. Don't come to me and tell me that you're all that. And you ain't shit. You ain't even a bag of chips. You don't have anything going on in the bedroom. Don't come to me if you can't kiss. How's that? Real brief. Hello?
That's true. That is true.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I just wanted to speak to y'all because I haven't been able to speak and I haven't been able to stay awake. But I'm on my A game, so I just wanted to say hello to all the viewers, all the listeners. Hello. I've missed She's Own Radio. I've been here in spirit, and now I'm here in the flesh.
Oh, right.
Yes, we've been missing you.
And God bless
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And I have missed y'all. Trust, I have. I have missed you. You had a great show tonight. I sat in the background and listened. It was a great show. Funny as hell. And you know you're ghetto when you wear a soup can as a roller.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
A Campbell soup can as a roller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken noodle soup can at that.
Chicken noodle. You got that right. With the label still on it.
Yep. And they couldn't even take it off.
But anyways, I'm going to let you all go. It's time for me to lay back, kick my foot up, and I'll be with you guys again.
Right. All right, Susan. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. She's on radio. Yes, we did say the best for last. Ladies do not know this is a very awesome person. I really love her. She gives you motivation for your ass.
I love you guys too. Very much.
Yeah.
The both of you. Very much. And I do call myself your friend.
Yes, you are. You definitely.
Yes.
You are.
I call you friend. I definitely call you friend. And I'll be on. Even if I don't say anything, I will definitely be in the background listening. Good night.
Oh my God, I think this thing is just in the way.
And I heard She's On was the bomb. I don't give a damn what anybody else said. I heard that She Pride was the tea.
Yes, it was, honey.
I heard it was the tea. And I believe it was the tea. I heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry I missed it, but I was there in spirit.
Oh, you was there. We seen you
there.
Shaking your face down.
Yeah, but I have definitely missed the both of you a lot. And I'm going to hang up now because I'm getting a little winded. It's been a rough day, rough morning, rough night, but God got me through, and I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
and I'm healing from the other things too. So
right.
I'm back on the block. Yes, I am.
Welcome back, bro.
Thank you. And you all have a good night.
Night, Susan. You take care of yourself, okay?
All right, you too. All right now. Good night.
All right. All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. If you do not know, KC will be live in the flesh in California. I don't know if we have any Californians in here. But, yeah, we'll be live in the flesh, California, December the 1st. That show is going to be awesome because one of my faves is going to be performing King Cal's. I can't tell you that secret. It's coming through the building. But yeah, if you have, if you want to get more of the experience off of the She's on Radio, definitely be in California. The website is to get your tickets at www.allblkparty.eventbrite.com. Yes, definitely. I want to see y'all ladies in Cali. Also, coming up December the 28th, if you miss SheFly, don't worry about it. We throwing another one. It's going to be very exclusive, very classy. Very grown and sexy. We're out to dance and we're going to get it grown and sexy for us. It's going to be an all white party called All White Winter Wonderland. Yes, December 28th. www.winterwonder.eventbrite.com. Valentine's Day, don't worry. East Coast, catch KC live in the flesh again.
Mm-hmm.
New York City. I'm not going to tell you everything. I'm going to keep you on. Just know, just start making your trips for Valentine's Day weekend in New York City because, oh, yeah, that party's going to be live, too.
It's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. So, I want to thank you, Terry, for tuning in. She's on radio and being an awesome co-host.
You know I got your back, bro, all day, every day. We all we got, man.
You know that's right. And I want to thank all the lovely ladies that tuned in tonight. Tonight was a very awesome night. You know, sometimes, you know, it's all cool, no fun. We talk about everything, no limits. Sometimes you just got to unbutton your shirt and relax a little bit and talk about some funny things sometimes. We all need to smile sometimes. I knew those topics would have everybody over there reminiscing and thinking about the old days, about the fish grease and chicken grease in the same damn can at the same damn time. Y'all remember that? But yeah, so I want to thank you all, ladies, for tuning in. She's on radio tomorrow's topic. I'm not going to give it to you because you already know. Our show is unscripted. We have nothing written down on paper. Everything is random from off the dome. So
yes.
You already know it's going to be hot. So I'll see y'all, ladies, tomorrow. Y'all have a nice night. Get some rest then.